Mr. Has been writing a lot. Has anything been published? I'm just seeing the, you know, the
same things. I'm looking for the right publisher, actually. Then again, I may publish them myself through God's Golf Ball Production. But, for the last 7 years, I've been writing about 150 pages a day, 140, 180 sometimes, which is a lot, but not that much now that I've worked up to this, you see, because it's like combing my hair, you know. As a matter of fact, that is what I feel like I'm doing when I write, is combing my hair, getting something out of my hair. Getting the loose hairs to go to the proper meadows.
I guess when you're in the Redwoods, you spend a lot of time writing, and do you listen to music?
Not, I do a lot of music, and I listen to the group, but I don't listen to other people's very much.
When you do listen, who do you listen to?
Probably mainly Lightning Slim. You know who that is?
Yeah,
he's great. Yeah, he's really, he really plays a nice metal guitar.
Ornette Coleman's a friend of yours, too.
Yeah, he's a nice man. I like Ornette.
You said that,
possibly a little too complicated for me. But,
Ornette Coleman seems, well, you know, for, say, for Trout Mask Replica, you just got some people together and taught them how to play. And Coleman seems to, you know, he's done the same thing. Like, on his album Friends and Neighbors, he just got his block, his neighborhood block in his basement, and he recorded just a fine album.
Good, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, he plays the violin.
Yeah, he's good on the violin.
And I think that he had only been playing it a couple of weeks.
Is that right?
It's one of the freest forms of music I've ever heard. He just
he's good.
You know, he doesn't play it like anyone else. He's just going back and forth on the strings. But he just gets that freedom. You know, he's not trapped by any kind of form or rationality.
I wonder if he's not trapped by his own though.
Could be.
I'm not.
Yeah. He is complicated.
Because of this. Probably because of being around all those complicated musicians all those years. Too bad, you know. I mean, like, it's just too bad. He should have more following than he does, you know.
You said that he wanted Ed Marimba to play on the Skies of America.
Yeah, he really did, but somehow, can I borrow one of these? Somehow it didn't work out that well. I don't know, I mean, like, we were over here, and he was over in England, and we missed each other. Thank you. Would have been good if Marimba had a plate on that album, because it would have freed the album a lot more. He's very free, Ed Marimba, I think. So. I think, surely, he's the freest percussionist I've heard, other than Muhammad Ali, you know.
It'd be interesting to get Muhammad Ali to have him play percussion, even if he was using a punching bag.
Yeah,
you know, to do the percussion, you know, to actually record.
It would be nice. Did you see the bout between him and Buckner?
The last one?
Yeah.
Yes, I saw that. I've seen one. That's the only TV show I've seen in the past year.
Yeah, he really, I don't know, you know, like, he's up to something and I can't figure out what it is.
Because I don't like boxing.
Well, I don't like boxing, but he does something with boxing more than...
He's not, like you said, he's not a boxer.
No, not at all.
Are you a musician?
No. No, I don't think so.
And
no, I've always said I wasn't. I mean, I'm a sculptor, but while I'm that, and among other things.
Yeah.
I'm a whole that things go into and out of. No.
that makes sense.
Yeah,
we didn't get that part on tape. We're talking about when you started sculpting when you were 5 years old, 5 to 13.
Yeah, I started when I was about 5 and sculpted up to the time I was 13, and I had a lot of scholarships to go to Europe, and my folks didn't want me around all that art influence for some reason. So they moved me, and I couldn't get away. You know, the police brought me home. I tried to get away, moved me up to the desert. And then I quit sculpting from the time I was 13 to the time I was 24. Just completely resigned from art, which is, well, I tried to. Of course, it didn't work. I mean, I was always brewing these things.
And you sculpted?
When I started when I was 24.
You sculpted dinosaurs and fish?
Yeah, and a lot of animals. I did a female and a male tiger shark that was in a Los Angeles museum, you know, county museum, with a fellow named Agostino Rodriguez from Lisbon, Portugal. He was a master sculptor. And he wanted to teach me things. But I didn't want to learn things from somebody. I wanted to do it myself. And he had entirely different ideas than I did. So it didn't work out that well anyway.
Well, it never worked for Picasso. I think he started when he was 17. And no one taught him how to paint. He just started doing it.
No one taught me either. I couldn't do it. My wife's a great painter or whatever. She's great. And I mean, like, she's her composition is fantastic. Very close to nature. I mean, just almost perfect in the imperfection. Fantastic. She's fantastic. And only started her first painting is so advanced. You know, her first painting is you'd have to see it. I'll have to send you a picture of it.
Sure.
It's fantastic. Well, why she's really good. I mean, amazing, man. Her composition, you know, just three lines, you know, just...
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
She's really good. God, she's fantastic.
Why did you sculpt dinosaurs? Why were you interested in dinosaurs?
I like that structure, you know, sort of that shapeless, not yet formed, you know, like sort of unformed shape, you know, like... Oh, of course, formed, but not filling all of the canvas, you know what I mean? Just touching a different area. You know, like, of course, all animals are fantastic looking because they're not ashamed of their genitals and they're not ashamed of their horns. They don't count their horns like we do our fingers and all that stuff. As a matter of fact, one of the things that made me stop playing the horn and pick up the harmonica again was the fact that people were getting too serious about my horn playing. And it was sort of, the resistance was getting too extreme. And I thought I'd get a harmonica, and I did. And I saw a bull up near where I live, and the way the bull handled its horns, I knew I could never handle mine that way. That free. So I thought I better put it away for a while. I don't even know where it is.
I really like that a lot. I guess I first started using it on Mirror Man.
Musette, yeah. The Snake Charmer horn.
Right. Well, that was a snake, that Musette?
Yeah.
Well, it almost sounds like a soprano.
Yeah, it does, yeah. Vocally, you see, being a vocalist, I use the mouthpiece a lot different than people that are trained to play a horn with armature. I have a completely different armature, sort of a drooling type of armature, you know, not a articulate, dry. I like my armature better, really, you know, like, due to the fact that it's not so explicit, yet it is explicit. The wind is explicit. Only to the wind.
Yeah. You listen to the wind a lot.
I do. I love it. You see, I had the experience of living in the desert for years, in the Mojave Desert. In Mojave, the high desert, where the wind has blown railroad cars off. Right over. You know what I mean? Mojave Indians were 7 feet tall. Did you know that?
No.
They had amazing pride. Supposedly non-violent, you know, unless, you know, enticed, you know, cornered. It got extremely noisy in here all of a sudden, didn't it?
Sure did. I wonder if we should move.
I don't know. I suppose we should soon.
Would you like to pick up some of that golden seal?
Yeah, I would, yeah. But you see, I can't leave. My wife's sick, so I can't leave the area here. I've never left her, you know, like I've been with her ever since we got married. 3 years. And I've taken her everywhere I've gone. This is about the longest I've ever been away from her. Right now.
Is there a
signal? Can I borrow a match?
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.